Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
There's a big difference between being an emotional person and having an emotional reaction. One is perfectly normal, perfectly acceptable, and the other is due to a lack of emotional control. So having emotional control doesn't mean that you suppress your emotions. It means that you understand what your emotions are trying to tell you, and you react accordingly. You respond to your reality instead of reacting to every single thing and having emotional outbursts. So in this video, I'm going to teach you how to identify the root cause of these emotional outbursts and emotional reactions, whether it's in yourself or the people around you. I'm also going to teach you how you can start building that emotional control so you can start getting the outcomes that you desire. When you have emotional control, you're going to receive much better treatments, you're going to feel a lot more validated, and you're not going to have people constantly triggering you because you're going to be able to set those boundaries within yourself and within the people around you. People who don't have emotional control oftentimes will lash out at you. They will resort to either physical violence or verbal violence and saying things that really are purposely to hurt your feelings. These people will oftentimes have huge blow-up arguments with people, have falling out with friends, and then they'll end up having to apologize for their behavior, and it'll be a constant up and down of emotions within their friendships because they're unable to have clear communication that actually bridges the relationship instead of pushing people away through lashing out emotionally. Understand that the reason people do this is not because there's something wrong with what's happening. Usually, this comes from their own insecurities. So if you or someone you know doesn't have that emotional control, they're likely very wounded inside, and there's things that they haven't worked through. So typically, you will manifest situations in where other people will trigger you. So you have that permission slip to sort of emotionally react and let out all the pent-up anger that you have from other situations in your life. Maybe it's from your childhood, maybe it's from your job, maybe it's from other relationships where you don't feel like you are being respected or you don't feel like you have the power. So you will typically manifest situations where someone else may do something to you that you find disrespectful. And then even if the thing isn't that serious, you will blow it out of proportion to make it very serious because you need an excuse to let out all that anger. And for you in your mind, you'll probably feel very justified in what you're doing because your mind will specifically pick out a lot of information to justify why you're reacting in that way. So maybe you're going to create a narrative in your mind that this person has done this before and they always do this to you and they have a negative intention and that's why you're reacting in this way because it's justified, right? So for the other person, this may be very confusing because they may not have had an intention to hurt you, or they don't feel like what they did was that serious, and they're receiving this huge reaction from you. Now, this could be the other way around, right? So you could be the one who's receiving the emotional outburst from someone else who they don't have emotional control. So you can apply the advice I'm going to give you to either yourself or to the people around you, but understand that there's two sides to this. It's never just one person that's responsible, because even though they may be feeling triggered, there's something that could have been avoided or communicated in the friendship or the relationship to where both people will feel seen, they'll feel heard, and there's not going to be this feeling of tension where someone needs to feel like they have to get revenge or feel like they have to tell them what's up because they did this or they did that. you know when we get in those feelings where someone does something and we feel like we're almost applying all of our past trauma to that specific situation, and when we stand up for ourselves and we blow the situation out of proportion, we feel justified because it's like we're making up for the past, where maybe in the past we were people pleasing or we weren't standing up for ourselves. And so in the situation, maybe it feels like you're making up for lost time. But like I said, this can be very confusing to the other person who has no idea what's going on. There's so many little things that could be happening in your life unconsciously that are actually trying to bring the attention to your trauma. They're trying to bring the attention to your actual wounds, to the issues that you have within your self-worth, within your beliefs. So instead of externalizing everything, start to reflect within yourself why these things are bothering you so much. Do they remind you of an incident that happened in your childhood? Do they remind you of another situation where you felt powerless? Do they bring fear into you? Why does it bring fear into you? What does the fear mean for you? What does it represent? Is it a feeling of scarcity? Is it a feeling of limitation? A feeling of insecurity? These are all things that when you start to build that emotional control, which I'm going to talk more about later in this video, you're going to feel so empowered. And even when these triggers happen and when people may do things negatively towards you, you're going to be able to see the positive, and you're going to be able to grow from every situation and take something away that you'll be able to keep for the rest of your life. I'm going to give you a silly example from my life. So I was driving and the traffic was really bad. The cars were completely stopped. No one was moving. And me, being who I am, I'm always gonna find the positive. So I'm on my phone, I'm doing work that I needed to get done, I'm responding to emails because the cars are not moving at all. It was completely stopped, right? But a lot of people use traffic as an excuse, as a permission slip to let out their rage, right? Because there's honking, everyone is frustrated, and so any little thing, people are very much on edge. So I'm sitting in my car, living my best life on my phone. I guess I must have lightly taken my foot off of the brake because I remember hearing like a little clink sound. And in the moment, I didn't know what had happened because, like I said, it was such a small sound. It was such a small incident. Nothing actually happened. But I remember then seeing the person in front of me. She was freaking out. She was in her car. She was looking back at me and she was flicking me off, like sticking out the middle finger, which in the US, it means F you. Like, it's a sign of disrespect. And she was doing it towards me, and then I see her like through her car, like pull out her phone and she's recording me. And in that moment, when I tell you, I had no idea what was happening. Like, I didn't know that I did anything to her because she didn't say anything to me. She was just like having a freak out session in her car. And in that moment, I remember thinking, oh, someone else must have done something to her, like, because she's not talking to me. Like, I didn't do anything, did I? And so 10 minutes later, after I was driving away, that's when my mind finally connected the dots about me hearing the sound and then her freaking out and then me reading her lips and her saying like, "You hit my car," and then cursing and all that. And I was thinking to myself, wow, why didn't I realize that that's what was happening in the moment? Like, but it was so small. Why would she get so angry about something that, I mean, obviously it was an accident, unless she assumed from her own beliefs that for whatever reason, I was out to get her in some way. A stranger was trying to purposely hurt her in some way by tapping into her car. Like, when I tell you, our cars probably just touched, because I remember hearing the sound, but I didn't know what it was in the moment. I thought it was like maybe something fell in my car or it was something outside, but it wasn't until later that I connected the dots and I was like, oh, she was talking to me. She was angry because I tapped into her car, but she never got out of her car. She never said anything to me. She was just freaking out. So that is a clear situation of someone not really responding rationally to a situation and automatically assuming the worst and using that incident as a permission slip to let out all of her rage, right? Because maybe she was frustrated of the traffic. Maybe there's something that happened at her job where she felt powerless, or something with her family, or something with her partners, something in her life that she felt like someone had done something to her and she couldn't stand up for herself. And so she probably manifested that little incident to happen just so she could have an excuse to blow up, right? But like I said, she never said anything to me. So even though I'm telling you this story the way I remember it, I still don't even know if that's what happened, because I don't remember hearing any super loud sound. And if our cars touched, it was like barely touching, because my car was fine. As she was driving away, like, I didn't see anything on her car. I would have noticed if there was a dent. And obviously it wasn't that serious, because if it was, she would have gotten out of her car and said, okay, let's exchange insurance, or we need to call the police, whatever. Like, it's not rational behavior, correct? So when people have these kinds of emotional outbursts, or when you have these kinds of emotional outbursts for something that in the big picture of life doesn't really matter, that should be an indication to you that it's something deeper, because the situation itself is not the problem. It's why it's triggering this rage. What other areas of your life are you not expressing yourself? What emotions are you suppressing that you're using these incidents as an excuse or a permission slip to release everything that you have inside? Another permission slip that either you or someone you know may be using to release their rage is the internet. So I personally receive so many positive comments because my intention is positive and I'm here to help empower you. I'm not here to force anyone to live a certain way. I'm not here to say, oh, you have to do this. No, I share my perspective and it's up to you to decide what's best for you. But my purpose is to provide you with more options. Specifically with options I didn't know that I had years ago. And if someone had maybe told me, maybe my life could have taken a different trajectory at the time, or maybe I could have avoided certain negative situations if I knew, if I was empowered to know that I had other options in that moment. But I was very disempowered, and so I've made it my mission to try to empower everyone around me. And sometimes I do that with these kinds of videos where I'm being very positive and I'm explaining things. Sometimes I do that through comedy. Sometimes I do that through jokes that may trigger certain people. But my purpose is to empower you, because when you are triggered, then you have to reflect within yourself why you're triggered. So one of the things that I get a lot of negativity for is my relationship advice. I stand by that belief that women should be with men that are financially successful. I stand by that belief. That is something that I have seen my family make so many mistakes, my own mother make this mistake of not being with someone who's financially stable, okay? And I see how when a man is financially unstable, I see how that affects his confidence, his attitude, his mental health, and then I see how he then will take that out on the woman, especially if the woman is successful. So I stand by that belief, but that doesn't mean you have to do that, right? But I'm of course going to create content, and sometimes I use comedy to get my point across. And specifically on those types of videos where I use comedy, people don't like it. Specifically, men that don't feel validated within themselves. So these types of men will specifically seek out that type of content so they have an excuse to release all of their hatred, either for women or for themselves. So what does that do for me? Nothing. Because I'm living my best life. I'm fully provided for. I do whatever I want whenever I want. I have great friends. I have great family. And I'm here to help you. Everything that I do, I don't need to do. Correct? So I saw a comment on my other video because I mentioned that I was selling an ebook and that I'm selling courses and coaching. And they're like, oh, why do you have to always sell something instead of just giving advice? Why do I have to lay out my entire soul on a platter for you for free? Why are you feeling entitled to receiving my entire being and all of my energy without returning anything, without exchanging anything? Is the advice that I provide for free on YouTube not enough for you? Do I then have to give you all of my time and energy on top of that for free? See, so these comments, they don't affect me. They say more about the person commenting than about the person they're commenting to. Because when someone says that, it shows me what they believe about themselves. When a grown man leaves an obscene comment, I receive death threats, I receive just obscene comments, people calling me all sorts of names. That says more about them than it does about me. Because me telling women, hey, don't date a guy that has three roommates and doesn't drive a good car and doesn't text you back and doesn't treat you well because he's not financially stable and he's not a good guy to you. Don't waste your time. There's so many rich men. There's so many good-hearted, kind, protective men that are going to give you what you want. So if he's not texting you back and he's broke, boy, bye. Because why deal with that? You don't have to deal with that, right? If you choose to deal with disrespect from a man, at least choose to deal with disrespect from someone who can at least provide for you, okay? So I will never say that someone is better or worse because they have money or because they don't have money. I'm only going to explain to you what I choose for myself. And so when people are very triggered by that because they don't feel confident, they don't feel like they're living their best life, they're going to actively seek out people who are living their best life and try to humble them, try to knock them down, try to break their spirit. But you're not going to break my soul. And you should not let anyone else break your soul, okay? Having emotional control is about being able to express yourself through your own desires, not through trying to impose your will on someone else. So even if you, for example, don't agree with my point of view, I can tell if you have emotional control by the way you express that. So if you say, for example, oh, I don't agree with this. I personally believe that men and women should split the bills 50-50, and that's what I believe. Great. That's emotional control because you are stating your personal preference. You're not talking down on me. You're not insulting me. You're not trying to bring others down or trying to hurt others. You are simply communicating how you feel and what you prefer. Someone who doesn't have emotional control is going to be the type of person who's going to go into my DMs and send me a death threat, or who's going to leave in the comments calling me all sorts of names, or who's gonna call me, who's gonna say, oh, I can just buy you as a slave. Like, these are the types of things people say. They're just, the fact that their mind goes there shows me everything I need to know, that they're very hurt, that they have issues within themselves that they need to work on. So if someone is disrespecting you and you don't understand why, don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's something within them that they deeply hate within themselves. So it's a lot easier to project that hate outwards than to ask yourself, oh, why did I react like that? Why do I feel so much hatred toward this person because they said this? Why does that make me so upset that I feel like I need to attack them? That takes a lot of work though. That's what having emotional control is all about. Is when something happens, instead of going on the defensive mode, you take a moment to reflect on why that affected you. Why do you feel the need to convince someone else of your belief? Is it not enough that you believe in yourself? Why do you have to convince someone else to change who they are? Why do you have to hurt others to make yourself feel better? Is it because you don't believe in yourself? Is it because you feel that your opinion doesn't matter? Your life doesn't matter? You don't matter? That's where these feelings come from. They don't come from the world being a corrupted place and society being twisted and people having the wrong mindset and the wrong lifestyle. It's not about everybody else, my babe. It's about you. It's about what's inside of you that you are not addressing. Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel the need to lash out? Why do you feel the need to judge others, right? This goes back to a long time ago. Remember when they had the witch trials? Remember when they literally burned women alive because they didn't like them? Because they thought they were practicing witchcraft and casting spells on people? They felt so powerless within themselves that some woman who's living her best life has so much power and they don't have any power that they felt this violent urge to remove them from the planet, to murder them. And that's the only way they were able to console themselves and make themselves feel better for not being liberated and not being powerful. Right? We know that there was not a lot of logic to the witch trials. There was not a lot of reasoning. It was very much mob mentality and people essentially using witchcraft and witch accusations as an excuse to either steal land away from women or get back at women who they were jealous of, or get back at women who did something that they didn't like, or who was too confident and stood out too much. That's why we have a fear of standing out as women. That's why we have a fear where we feel like we have to contain ourselves and not draw too much attention, because we're traumatized, right? Our bloodlines remember, our DNA remembers that we were literally persecuted when we were living our best life. Because men weren't tortured like this. Men weren't murdered for standing out. They were actually rewarded for standing out. So this is something that you need to reflect within yourself and realize, what prejudices am I carrying? What beliefs am I carrying that are not mine? What am I identifying with that is not mine? Because all of this is not yours. Okay, this was in the past. This was another world. This was an alternate reality. We are here, we are now. What do you have to do now to feel validated within yourself? And when you start changing your mindset, when you start adopting these ways of being and you stop allowing yourself to project all of your insecurities to the world and you start dealing with it yourself, you will start to realize how hurt so many people are, how wounded they are. You will start to be able to look at other people's actions. And before, maybe you were like, oh, how could they do something so terrible? They're horrible. And now you'll look at those actions and say, wow, they're really traumatized. They're really hurt within themselves. They're very insecure. And when you start to realize that, you'll be able to move through this world in a lot more natural and happy way, because you'll be able to identify these people immediately and avoid them. Okay, maybe it's your calling to help these people and to trigger these people, like I do sometimes, in order to allow them to have an opportunity to reflect within themselves. Because when someone's never been triggered, if you were never triggered about anything, you wouldn't know what lies inside. The triggers and the fears and the scarcity and the limitations, they're there to bring out the shadows, bring out what it is that you're suppressing inside that you don't want to address. So maybe that will happen through you seeing content that triggers you. Maybe that will happen through your relationships, through your friendships, through your job. You have to understand that anytime there is a trigger, it's there to teach you something. Specifically teach you something about yourself and how you can continue to become who you really are and not allow yourself to hide behind this fake facade of what you think you are and who you think you are. You know deep down how divine you are and how amazing you are, and you can empower yourself. You can't rely on other people to empower you. I can only give you the tools. I can only give you the advice. I can only share the perspective, but you have to be the one to empower yourself. I hope this video helped. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.